I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Anticipation and tensions are building in Sudan. On January 9th, voters in southern Sudan will decide whether or not to secede from the north. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says everyone's aware of the weight of this decision. Already believers in Uganda and Kenya are praying in solidarity. Radio broadcasts are focusing on themes of peace and reconciliation drawn from Scripture. The gospel message is echoed in the evangelistic work of the local church. Pray for peace. And after North Korea attacked South Korea and killed four civilians last November, tensions have escalated. South Korea is even threatening to bomb North Korea in retaliation for any more attacks. North Korea's Peace Commission is rumored to have said they're ready for all-out war. International Mission Board reports Korean American Baptist churches are taking this as an awakening to pray for North Korea. Pray for the gospel to reign. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.